Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's topic is allergies. First question, what are allergies? So in general, the definition is people with allergies, they have an immune system that mistakes a substance that's only ordinarily harmless to most people. Substances from pollen, mold, pet dander, and dust mites for something dangerous and attacks it. So the substance takes it for a wrong thing and attacks it. These normally harmless substances are called allergens. I found this morning a very interesting link, a web that I did not even know existed, but I was searching and searching, and it really opened my eyes, which, by the way, now have 20/20 vision. I just finished my second eye surgery yesterday. So I am the happiest camper ever. I can see, and I can actually read. And I can see, I know what's going on. So that Weather Channel Allergy Tracker for April 19, 2018 says that breathing is very good, pollen low, and mold not available. That's in my area code 90814, which is Long Beach, California. So I want to see a little bit more. What does it actually say? Why would this allergy tracker be helpful? And it says for yesterday that the pollen forecast was medium, a 5.2, and things that produce the most allergens right now are mulberry, cedar, juniper, and oak. For today, it says still medium, but it's a little bit higher. It's at the 6.4 for the same bushes and trees and things. Tomorrow, it's still medium, but it's a 7.1. And on April 21st, which is Saturday, it says medium high for 7.3 for the same thing. So if we don't know what to expect, we can always go to that allergy tracker, weather allergy tracker, pollen forecast, whatever you put in your Google search, and you can put in your zip code and find out what to expect. Well, as always, it's a forecast, right? It's something that they think is going to happen. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But at least it gets you ready to look into what could be or what could have been at the end of the day. But it allows you to prepare for it because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So what causes allergy symptoms? When you take a breath or rub your nose or eyes, allergens enter your body and your immune system triggers a hypersensitivity reaction. To get rid of those substances or of the substance, it thinks it's harmful, your body undergoes various reactions and releases inflammatory mediators like histamines. So when the histamines binds to receptors and other cells in your body, it causes you to experience allergy symptoms, including runny nose, sneezing, itchy or watery eyes, itchy nose or throat, nasal congestion, and sinus pressure. Now, this is just for outdoors allergies. There are other allergies also, but I just thought I'm going to focus on those in particular, though I do want to mention some of the others, which are actually food allergies, allergies to medications, and then some. So in my case, mostly I have allergies, outdoors allergies. I also have food allergies and medication allergies. So I'm a pretty good judge for myself on what's good for me and whatnot, how I react to certain things. And now knowing where that allergy tracker is for the outdoors is actually going to help me to figure out, should I go outside? Should I not go outside? Should I wear a mask? Remember, you can get those masks at Rite Aid or Walgreens or something, just so it protects your nose and you can still breathe freely, but it filters out the pollens, the allergens. Or should I take an antihistamine or something? I'd rather not if I don't have to. So there are other ways to do that too. When I lived at the ranch, I had an imker, a beekeeper close by. And so I went and got bee pollen and some other things from him that really helped me tremendously with dimming the allergy symptoms. So that was pretty nice. So yeah, that's it. And why am I talking about this? Well, as you know, I've been having some health issues, which are no longer issues. Everything is under control. I'm feeling really grateful for all the opportunities I had to learn, to go through, to understand my listeners and my clients better. It is always great when we can not just sympathize, but empathize, because we've been there, we've done that, and we understand it. So why is it important also to understand allergies, especially outdoors allergies? Well, in my case, and you can apply it to yourself for what it's worth, but in my case, when I have allergies and I'm on the road, be it walking, be it riding a bike, be it riding my car, when I have to sneeze, what is the first thing you do when you sneeze? You usually close your eyes. I am pretty sure that you are aware that when you close your eyes, even for a split second, a lot can happen. You don't see if you pull to the right or to the left or if you're going straight. You don't see if the car in front of you stops. When you're on the road and you're walking, you don't see when your light is turning green if the cars to your left and to your right are actually stopping or burning a red light. So that's why it is so important that we're actually always focused and alert and have clear vision and don't close our eyes in the wrong moment, which in this case means prevent allergies. Do something. Be proactive. Make sure it's not going to be that you don't put yourself into an awkward situation. Because, I mean, I know personally, I've been driving and then I got hot. And instead of turning the AC on, which has a filter, I turned just the air on to get a little bit cooler in the car when it was hot. And what happened? With the fan only, there was no extra filter there. And I breathed in the pollens. And I started sneezing and my eyes started watering. And I almost went into the car in front of me because I closed my eyes when I sneezed. And so I learned my lesson. If it gets too hot in the car, I cannot open the windows and I cannot turn on just the fan. I need to have the AC on, even if it's not on a very cold setting, but just something that's enough cooling for me to be comfortable and it goes through the air filter that actually reduces the pollens coming through. So those are just a few points that I want to share with you. And just because of that, I can relate all these little points that I've made to having a healthy body. Even if you have allergies, you can be still very, very healthy. Having a healthy mind, when you don't sneeze and you feel really good and you can focus, well, your mind is usually pretty good. You don't want to use any antihistamines that make you drowsy or groggy. You want to use if you need something that is non-drowsy, and test it out first before you go on the road. Try it out at home and see how it works, just to be on the safe side. And of course, when you don't do bodily harm, or when you don't have to worry about things, your finances are always better, because you don't get into accidents, you don't injure yourself. The antihistamines are not that expensive. You can even go to the doctor and get tested, you know, to the lab. I mean, the doctor has to prescribe it, but you can go to the lab and get tested for all your different allergies that you think you have till you are actually, quote unquote, labeled as having them, till it's in your chart. And then there are other preventative measures that you can take. I might have mentioned a long time ago, my sister-in-law was pronounced dead 3 times already in her life due to bee stings. She goes into anaphylactic shock. That's a real serious allergy. And so she's been tested seriously on it, and she's been given antidotes and stuff like that. And that's something that goes on for the rest of her life. But she was able to actually reduce the degree of her anaphylactic shock, of her allergy, with having her antidotes on a regular basis. So she is much more, you know, feeling better mentally, because she knows she's not going to go into anaphylactic shock. She has more time. Of course, she carries her EpiPen around with her. And since she has good insurance, she doesn't have to pay $600 for an EpiPen, which some insurances are charging nowadays. They just went from literally a few dollars to hundreds of dollars, which is absolutely ridiculous. But I am not an insurance agent, and I have actually no influence in that. So it's up to you to check it out first to see what's going on. But as always, when in doubt, if you have any allergies or whatnot, and an antihistamine is not doing the purpose, serving your purpose, go to the doctor and get checked out, have some lab tests, and then you know for sure. So with this, I want to give you the website that I put up where you can actually check your pollen forecast, allergy forecast, and it's https://weather.com/forecast/allergy/1/ I think it's a one. And then you put in your zip code. Right now I have my zip code in there. If you're in a different zip code, even if it's in Long Beach, in a different zip code, there are different things in bloom. Put your zip code in, and then it will give you what's in bloom and what you could be allergic to. And, you know, kind of like areas where you know that those things are there, you might want to avoid them, or have your windows closed when you drive through there. Or if you walk through there again, you can wear a mask or have your antihistamines. So having given you that little bit of information, I hope that helps. If you want to know more about healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, you can go to my web at denisethompson@ichooseoptimalhealth.com, or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956 and leave me a precise short message with your name and phone number. Speak clearly and slowly so I can hear it, and I will definitely return your call, or if you go on my web, I will get the message and I will email you back within 24 or 48 hours. And for right now, I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.